Those who attended the Lent course and also those who were present in the church on Monday, Thursday, they may notice we are continuing a journey with the apostles. During the Lent, we focused on St. Peter, his life and his ministry. On Monday, Thursday, we very briefly focused on one of the disciples of Jesus Christ, a great lover, Judas Iscariot. And on this day, Easter, I would very briefly mention one of the great disciples of Jesus Christ. Of course, he is patron saint of India and Pakistan. But when we talk about St. Thomas, when we talk about all those people who gave their lives for the message of the cross, we remember our brothers and sisters in different parts of the world who are still facing the same persecution. What happened this morning in Sri Lanka because of very huge blasts. Many people lost their lives. The part of the world I come from, Pakistan, a few years ago on Easter Day, 35 people, they lost their lives. And the next Sunday, first Sunday after Easter, there were, the size of the congregation was almost twice. There is something which the world don't know. And they may never know. They had absolutely no idea why these crazy people, but very, very ordinary, they are ready to die. But they are not going to say Jesus is not risen. Rather, they are very confident in saying something which doesn't match with the human intellect. Difficult to prove. Very, very difficult to understand. May not have internal and external evidences. But they are very confident in saying Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. After resurrection, two women, Mary and the other woman, they went to the tomb. When they were there, they saw there was no stone, there was no body inside. Instead of thinking Jesus is risen, they thought they have taken his body somewhere else. And they came back and told this to the disciples. And John and Peter, they ran to the tomb. John went first and then Peter. They saw, oh, they have taken our Lord's body somewhere. And Peter thought, now they are going to accuse us. You have stolen his body. They had no idea Jesus is risen. They were with this fear, locked inside a room. Jesus appeared there and said, peace be with you. And he said twice, peace be with you. They were joyful. They were very happy. Okay, they were satisfied. Jesus is risen. It's great. Thomas was not there. When he arrived later, they said, Thomas, a good news. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. And he said, hang on. Who told you? No one told us. These two ladies, they first told us. Okay, they told you. They were the ladies who told us 3 days before Jesus was crucified. He was died. We were definitely there. We were near the cross. We have seen him being buried. The tomb was sealed. And now you are believing on these two ladies who are saying Jesus is risen? I won't believe until I have seen his hands and his side pierced. When he said that, I don't know, Christians who wrote literature in throughout the centuries and people who portrayed various photos and pictures and icons, they put a label on Thomas the Great. He was a great faithful, great saint, great man of God. They put a label on him, doubting Thomas. Just like Peter, he refused Jesus. Just like Judas Iscariot, he sold Jesus. And this was he who said, I will not believe. I'm sure if I ask the question from you all and if I ask from myself, I said, no, we would never say he is not risen. But just put yourself in Thomas's feet. What he said was quite sensible. I know these Romans, they are very cruel. They know how to crucify and how to kill someone. They are trained assassinators. They have killed my Lord. And these ladies, 3 days ago, they were saying, yes, we have seen the grave. We have seen him being buried. And now you are talking about resurrection. How it is possible? It's impossible. They were not telling Jesus is resurrected. They were telling Jesus is alive. So try to understand the message. The message of Easter is not Jesus is alive. The message of Easter is Jesus is risen. Because he was crucified, he died, buried, and rose again. So this was not, they were not able to understand at all. He is risen or he is alive. He is alive. And then next 8 days were very, very difficult for Thomas. He was living with a group of people, his friends. He loved them a lot. They all were joyful. They were happy. They were content. Jesus is alive. And he alone was just waiting for his arrival. If he's alive, he will come and he will see me. Maybe he said that out of his love and deep affection with the Lord. He came to see you. You were locked inside and he was able to come in through his miraculous power. I don't know where Thomas was. He might be sitting in the Garden of Gethsemane or having a drink in pub or somewhere. He was very deep. If he came to see you, because he loved you, he loves you, that's why he came. He loves me too. I love him. Why he did not come to see me where I was? Just you, not me? Why I am excluded? It might be possible he believed what they were saying. But out of his love with Jesus, he was saying to him, not to them, I will only believe if he'll come and he will show me his wounds. Jesus left him for 8 days in this awkward situation, staying, praying, living with those people who had totally different feeling about Jesus. On the 8th day, after a week, again they were there and Jesus came. Jesus came where they were, not for them, but only for Thomas. And then he was there. He said to him, not to them, he said to him, Thomas, come and see me. See my hands. See my side. And then he saw the Lord. What he said, that is the confession of our faith. My Lord, my God. He proclaimed his divinity and lordship. And after that, Jesus said what he said to him, to other disciples, and to us all. Blessed are those who believe, though they have not seen. Blessed are those. Maybe Jesus is talking about you and I. Sometime we believe because we have seen. Sometime we believe because we have a faith. Faith basically helps us to see what we can't see. And all those things which we can see are not always real. There are things which are real and we are not able to see. St. Augustine says, faith is to believe what you do not see. And reward of this faith is that you see what you believe. A man with his wife and cranky mother-in-law went to the Holy Land. When they were there, the mother-in-law died. And the funeral director suggested or gave two options. If you want to ship back the body to the place where you live, it will cost £5,000. If you want her to be buried in the Holy Land, you will have to pay £150. He thought for a moment, and then he said, I would like the body to be taken back. He said, hang on, you will have to pay £5,000. He said, I'm happy to pay. I'm happy to pay 5,000 instead of getting her buried in the Holy Land and paying £150. The funeral director asked, why you have decided to take the body back? He said, because I have heard a man was buried here in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago and he rose again after the third day, and I don't want to get this chance. He believed Jesus rose again, but he was applying his faith not on love, but exercising his faith deeply rooted in hate of someone with whom he didn't want to live more. So when we think about these things, what does resurrection mean to us? What resurrection brings in our lives, in our societies? Jesus' resurrection means that his sacrificial death on the cross was sufficient. Therefore, our sins can be forgiven. This was the message which we just heard as part of our readings in the book of Acts. Saint Peter's first sermon was very much Christ-focused sermon. He was not talking about anything else except Jesus. Once Billy Graham, he was speaking to thousands of people, and the result of his preaching was zero. And after the crusade, the team met, and he was asking them to give feedback. And one of the members of the team, who was bold enough, said to Billy Graham, Billy Graham, no one accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior today because you did not preach the cross of Christ. The salvation that Jesus brings in our lives through his cross was the main focus of the early church and the preaching of the apostles. Jesus' resurrection means that death is defeated once and for all, therefore we can live forever. Sins can be forgiven. Death has been defeated, so we can live forever. Jesus' resurrection means that the material world matters. That's why those all who believed that Jesus did not came back in his real body, that belief was never accepted by the believers and the apostles of Jesus Christ, because they believed the same body which was crucified, which was buried, came back, came out from the dead. Material world matters. That's why Christians throughout the centuries and even today are concerned about what's going on in and around them. These three aspects of Easter, top one, bottom, and the horizontal, gives us good understanding of theology of resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ help us to be more relational in our mission and in our ministry. And Jesus' resurrection from the dead and the way he helps us to love the world in which we live help us to refine our mission on the grounds and the foundation which God the Father showed to the human from the day one. On this Easter day, we have a lot to take to our neighbors and friends. I would like you to say to your neighbors and friends, of course you will be saying, Christ is risen, Christ is risen indeed. That is maybe a sentence we only use on Easter day, and then we forget, and then again it comes back whenever Easter comes. This is a beautiful order of service. Thank you very much, Julian, for preparing. And Eric has contributed a lot into whole this Lent and Monday, Thursday order of services. Please take it with you. Give it to any person with whom you would like to share the good news of the gospel. Just give this, that this is what we used in our church today. Happy Christmas, happy Easter to you all. I think I'm too fast. Happy Easter to you all, and may the blessings of the risen Lord be with you forever and ever. Amen.